الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders, brothers, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's mercy is continuously being showered upon us, and we are enjoying the bounties of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in many, many ways. Many of the bounties of Allah we understand, many of the bounties of Allah we don't understand, we don't see. We make shukr for all the bounties that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us. One of the greatest of bounties is that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us iman and made us from the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he made dua for such a Nabi, for such an individual to be sent in his progeny, he asked Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and he said, وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ, send amongst them a messenger that will يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ, he will teach them the book of Allah. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ, and he will teach them the book, the sunnah, the ahkam, the fiqh of deen. And then, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and he is also going to purify them from within. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from amongst his missions, the dua was accepted, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the acceptance of Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua. And these are the fundamental missions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tilawat of kitab, bringing people to deen, teaching them tawheed, teaching them aqaid, the correct beliefs about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and then teaching them fiqh of deen. Fiqh of deen, you can say there are two categories. One is fiqh al-zahir, which we understand as tahara, salah, zakah, hajj, Ramadan, muamalat, muasharat, things that have to do with our outward body, things that we see a person doing. A person does a good muamala with us, we see it, and then we praise him for it. If a person doesn't do a good muamala, we probably won't like it. So this is fiqh al-zahir. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba, taught the Ummah this. Fiqh al-zahir. And then fiqh al-batin, that's tazkiyah. So fiqh al-batin is connected with our inner soul, things that we cannot see. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala answered this dua, and He boasts upon the believers by answering this dua, Allah ta'ala changed the tartib a little bit. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Allah ta'ala changed the tartib of Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua. That first He teaches them, He gives them da'wah ila Allah, He brings them to deen, He brings them towards tawheed. Then He makes their tazkiyah. He makes their tazkiyah and He teaches them the book of Allah and the sunnah. Which shows, as ulama explained, that as it is important to understand the laws of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in terms of our deen, مَن يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ, When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for a person, He gives him the understanding, or let's say He gives him the fiqh of deen. He makes him a faqih. He gives him the understanding of deen. So what is this understanding? This understanding is connected with both fiqh al-zahir and fiqh al-batin. The fiqh of our outward limbs, and the fiqh of that which has to do with our soul, our heart. Understanding raza'il, understanding the evil plots of shaitan that are discreet, subtle. We don't see them clearly. Sometimes we deceive ourselves, but we don't know it. So this Allah Tabarak, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when Allah Ta'ala wants good for a person, He gives him this understanding. So Allah Ta'ala changes the tartib, which shows that the inner qualities to correct them is more important actually than correcting the outward qualities. I'll give you an example. As an example, if a person doesn't pray his salah correctly, but he does pray his salah, he doesn't know the masail, but he does not know the masail of his aqidah, his belief. He doesn't know, let's say, the masail of how to, or let's say, what are the beliefs regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His sifat. Not to so much extent where a person starts to delve into the intricacies of aqidah, but simple things. On the Day of Judgment, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls a Jewish individual, a Jew or a Christian, and He tells him why, He asks him this question, why didn't you believe that, for example, in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he says, his answer is, because the priest, this is what he taught me. Allah ta'ala tells him, you have to go to Jahannam. Take a left, go to Jahannam. Muslim comes and asks him, why did you believe in the oneness of Allah? And he gives the same answer, because the Imam Sahib said so. By the way, he has to also go to Jahannam. Because he believed it just by hearing somebody. We cannot just take it for granted that we were born in Muslim families and we're just Muslims. Yaqeen and understanding Tawheed, which is why Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, according to him, if a person, even if he lives in the jungle, and Tabligh Jamaat, let's say, did not reach him, Dawat of Tawheed did not reach him, he is still responsible of understanding the oneness of Allah from the faculties which Allah Ta'ala gave him naturally, his aqal. Aqal is hujjah shar'iyya. It's a hujjah upon us. Our aqal, our intellect, our understanding, this is also a dalil. Allah's dalil against us on the Day of Judgment. So we have to understand with our intelligence. So these masail have to do with our inner body, and also the masail that has to do with the raza'il, evil qualities, pride, takabbur, for instance, greed, malice, hatred. These all have to do with the inner qualities. So understanding all this and learning to refrain from all this, this was part of the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We coming here is the manifestation of the success of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mission. The fact that we are worried about inner qualities and trying to correct them, also trying to correct our aqaid. Tasawwuf is a field that's not just connected with qualities that have to do with raza'il. Tasawwuf is also connected with our aqidah, our beliefs. That's why Imam Ghazali was a great imam of aqidah as well. He wrote many books in aqidah, tawheed. He was a great imam in all that. So, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with these missions. As we come to the khanqa, we see this beautiful environment where, subhanAllah, as just entering into the doors of the madrasa, into these glass doors. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab, one of the Ramadan that I was here previously, he himself would say, imagine if he is saying this, what about me coming from the USA, or those places where you probably won't even smell something like this in 1,000 miles. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab would come from his home in Ramadan, he would say, he was telling us, that just by entering the door, I feel there is a different environment here. this environment is something that we have to cherish. We have to understand that this is a very, very valuable, this is a garden from the gardens of Jannah that's in this world. So as we come into the Khanqa, we come here with one purpose which we understand, and that is to fix our inner soul, to take away bad qualities and beautify ourselves with good qualities. That is something that you probably can do by reading Hazrat Thanvi's kitab maybe as well. Many a times you can, just by reading the Ma'arif al-Qur'an at home, you probably could understand many of those things as well. There is a greater purpose for coming to the Khanqa and staying in the suhba and the companionship of the Shaykh. And this is not just for those of us who are, let's say, not ulama. The same thing goes for people who are ulama and studying under the ulama, learning to be ulama. Same thing goes for them. Why are they in the suhba and the companionship of their teachers for 6 years, 8 years, 10 years? Previously, Maulana Hassan used to tell us that we could finish your course in 4 years, in 3 years you'd be done. Why do you stay this long time that you stay? So this suhba, a very, very important purpose of this connection, this suhba and then this companionship, is mizaj, fikr, tabiat, which we call temperament. Mizaj of the shaykh, a alim, a deen, that he inherited from his shuyukh and mashayikh, this is a mizaj of deen. Because the same innamal a'malu bin niyat that you study in madrasa, that you hear in the khanqa about niyya, the same thing is also being studied in the colleges and universities. But their mizaj is completely different. And your mizaj is completely different. If a alim deen studying 6, 8 years, 10 years, and he just studies there because he wants to finish the course, but he never fulfilled this purpose. This mizaj didn't rub in him, then he didn't fulfill his purpose. Similarly, us coming to the khanqa, staying in the suhba and the companionship of the shaykh, and so many other ulama that have spent years with the shaykh, if we don't get the mizaj of deen, then we are also defeating the purpose. This mizaj of deen is deen. Even if you're not an alim, if you have the mizaj of deen, sometimes you will be able to differentiate between haq and batil, which even an alim of deen may not be able to do it if he didn't get the mizaj. To give you an example, there's one Professor Hamidur Rahman. He's in Bangladesh. A very, very pious man. The biggest of scholars in Bangladesh go in his suhba and sit in front of him and listen to his talk. He is a khalifa of Hafiji Huzur Rahmahullah, who was a khalifa of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Maulana Abdul Malik Saab, Dhamat Barakatum Aliya, is one of the top ulama in Bangladesh. Many of you probably know him. He wrote recently, Muhadarat is one of his lectures that were delivered, well, not one, lectures throughout the year on Usulul Hadith. It was delivered by him and students, they wrote it down. So they printed it. So over there he mentioned that I was with Professor Saab in one safar, and we went in this masjid, and they had a billboard with a hadith written there. Professor Saab is not a alim. He was a professor in Bowit University in Bangladesh, one of the top level universities there. If you study there, you can get a job anywhere in the world. Very, very high, top level. He was a professor there. But he met Hafiji Huzur and he stayed with him for many years. For the rest of his life, he stayed with Hafiji Huzur, rahimahullah. Anyway, so he says that we went in this masjid, and the Imam Sahab, he was basically propagating this hadith. And this Maulana Abdul Malik is a hadith scholar. He's an alim who understands, who is a great hadith scholar. And I'm not going to explain too much in that. Inshallah, you understand other ulama. So he says that the Maulana Sahab was giving a bayan in which he's making bayan of this hadith, and the hadith is completely fabricated. But Professor Saab is saying, Muli Saab, is this hadith? It doesn't seem right. Something is wrong. I don't find the noor of nubuwwat in this hadith. This is an army person. This is your mizaj. This mizaj will become a noor. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullah wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen. Attain taqwa and stay with the people who are pure in their taqwa. Okay. Another place Allah Ta'ala says, إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ اجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. If you gain taqwa, He's going to give you furqan. What is this furqan? Simple meaning of furqan is the ability to differentiate between haqq and batil. How do you get this taqwa? In the suhbah, in the companionship of the pious people. When you get their mizaj, this taqwa that you will attain will become your noor. And this is that noor of iman, even if you're not an alim. If you get this mizaj from your shaykh, from the mashayikh, from the buzurg, then you will be able to differentiate that this is incorrect in my life. This is correct in my life. Many a times, you will see your shaykh is not around. Quickly you have to decide what is right, what is wrong. You're not an alim adeen. That noor that you got from the shaykh will guide you towards that which is correct and that which is incorrect. So this is the purpose, the maqsad al-maqsad al-asna, why we are here. Because the things that are being discussed here, masail, let's say, would be really beheshti zewar sometimes. A lot of these things you could probably do it at home. But the purpose of the suhbah and the companionship, my brothers and elders, is the mizaj. Mizaj of the shaykh. And for that, you need to stick with the shaykh for a very long time. Hazrat says, garam sohbat ki zarurat hai. Don't have for barkat sake you took bayat. But a lot of people take bayat for barkat sake. Hazrat to bade hazrat hai. You know, just take bayat, put our hands in his hands, and through that, inshallah, I will get my certificate of Jannah. Inshallah, hopefully that will also happen. Allah Ta'ala makes, Allah's mercy is very, very wasir. But that's not the purpose. The purpose is much more than this. The purpose is for you to stay with the shaykh for a very long time. That's why in talab ilm, one of the sharait that is put by Abu al-Ma'ali al-Juwayni, he was called Imam al-Haramain, he said, Tulu zaman, long, long time you have to spend in talab ilm. And talab ilm is fard upon every one of us. Either you go to the rasmi alim course or no. Still talab ilm is compulsory. And this is talab ilm. Coming to the khanqa, if you cannot go for the 6 years, 8 years program. When we come to the khanqa, a lot of times, I'm going to quickly finish up inshallah, this last few points, one point inshallah. And that is, many people, Hazrat Tahanwi, you heard from Hazrat, that Hazrat Tahanwi Rahmatullah used to say, three people will come to me. And from the three people, one person will not benefit from me. Very mashhoor. Hazrat always used to mention this to us. So Hazrat Tahanwi used to say, one is bhala ka faqeeho. He's an alim-e-deen. Ulama also need their tazkiyah. Probably sometimes more than the rest of the people. Ulama need their tazkiyah. So they come because, like I told you, 6 years, 8 years passed, but he defeated the purpose. Mizaj nahi bana. Abhi tak he still, anything that goes in his life, comes as an imam, but he goes, no problem, to everything. He's open. So anyway, they come, he's a great alim, alim-e-deen, he understands Quran and Sunnah. So when Hazrat, the shaykh is going to say something, if it outwardly doesn't make sense, he will understand it from his fiqh of deen. And he will know that this means this. The mahmil or the tawjih or the explanation of this that the shaykh mentioned, this is what it means. He will understand it. Another person is bhalaka ashiq ho. Ishq is very much in him. He has no knowledge of Quran and Sunnah. But he is an ashiq. Ashiq of the shaykh. He understands that his shaykh is definitely not Bayezid Bustami of, but nothing less than Bayezid Bustami of the time. Physically, fairly, he's not Bayezid Bustami. He passed away a long time ago. But my shaykh is Bayezid Bustami for me. My shaykh is my Ghazali. He has this ishq for the shaykh. Anything the shaykh says, it is correct. So when a person doesn't have any ilm, any knowledge, then this is mufid.
through this, a person will get that mizaj. But the third person, ishkali mizaj. Every single thing he finds a ishkal. You will find ishkal in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam if you have a ishkali mizaj. Everything, tanqeed. This is wrong. That is wrong. Mawlid sahab sometimes also, he doesn't have deep understanding of deen. He has tanqeed. This is a problem. That is a problem. Shaykh said this is against Quran and Sunnah. Shaykh does this. This is against Quran and Sunnah. If he is somewhat, some ilm he has. And then, if he is the army, and he doesn't have any ilm deen, but he has tanqeedi mizaj. Everything, there is tanqeed. There is a problem here. There is a problem there. Always there is ishkal. Such a person, bhaag jayenge. He will come for 2 days, and 6 months he won't come. And suddenly something happens, he comes again, another 10 years he doesn't come. So this is that ishkali mentality. Let's refrain from this. Ishkal, understand, is our shaitan. Our nafs continuously will try to deceive us and take us away from the righteous people. And you know, shaitan is not going to tell you, don't go to the righteous people. Shaitan's tricks are very, very subtle, very discreet. He will not tell you drink khamar right away, directly. Because a Muslim, which one of you can raise his hand and say, shaitan can deceive me in drinking khamar. He can't do it anymore. He will not say, don't stay with the pious people. Allah's hukum, stay with the pious people. But you know what he's going to tell you? There are no pious people. Where are the pious people? Aray, if there is no pious person in your community, go stand next to the muazzin. He's a pious man. He's giving azan every day. Dawat ilallah. There's so many pious people around us. We just have to have the eyes to see it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability, give us all tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.